This morning we continue our focus on the business of the U.S. and China. We've been hearing for years that China worries American manufacturers of everything from t-shirts to auto parts. Chinese factories undercut their more expensive U.S. competition. Now, China is poised to do the same with intellectual work. More and more Chinese companies are starting to do advanced computer programming. NPR's Adam Davidson spent time with one man who says China will soon be a dominant player in the software industry.
Eric Rongley has been carefully, steadily preparing for this moment for more than 12 years. He says he saw it all clearly in the early 1990s. Companies would stop using American programmers when they could get Chinese ones for a fraction of the price. And it's only now that his big bet is paying off.
China's at about the point where India was at in 1994. The pioneers who figured out how to make things work have figured it out, and now the gates are open and people are going to rush in.
When he first envisioned China's bright future, Rongley was working for a laptop company in Taiwan. He says he was too young and too poor to become a computer hardware titan. He promised himself he'd be ready for what he was convinced would be the next big revolution to sweep through the global economy, the outsourcing of computer programming.
I got to India right as that was getting ripe, and my plan was I really liked China and Taiwan and that culture, and what I wanted to do was learn what was going on in India so that I could be first mover in China.
Rongley stayed in India for 5 years. He hated the place, had a terrible time. But he worked in the industry, and he learned what to do and what to avoid. So in 1999, he moved to Shanghai, and 2 years later, he opened a software company. He calls it Bloom, a made-up name that he says sounds good. His bet is paying off now. He says Bloom has done $20 million in business and has 150 employees. Most of his clients are banks and credit card companies, like Capital One.
The most important thing when you're getting 200,000, 300,000 calls a day on an 800 number is how long does each call take to finish. And if Capital One is able to decrease the average call time 1 second on an average, they save $40 million that year. 1 second.
Rongley's Chinese coders are not creating new computer programs. They're just constantly testing computer systems that already exist and tweaking them. In the U.S., this work might be too expensive to do, but outsource it to China, and it suddenly makes sense.
And so it's worth it for me to spend $10 million to have guys just constantly tweaking the thing and trying to shave a half second here, a quarter second there.
Rongley pays his Chinese programmers about $500 a month. He says China graduates more than 150,000 programmers a year. The outsourcing industry is still tiny. Rongley says he only has about 4 or 5 real competitors, mostly companies run by Chinese people who have worked in the U.S. IT industry. Many IT experts are less optimistic about China's prospects. They argue that the largest companies, like Microsoft and IBM, will use Chinese programmers for the local market and not for outsourcing. This means there is still far more supply than demand for programmers interested in the international market. So, Rongley says, he can pick the very best.
The first step is an IQ test, and the minimum is 140 IQ. Then after that, they go into skills testing, which is English, and then technical, and then behavioral interviewing as well, where we're looking to deselect certain characteristics and select for certain characteristics. So there, what we're just hiring is brainiacs with good personalities.
Rongley says this dream team is not only cheaper than American programmers, they're better. They come to work eager, they work hard and well as a team. The only downside is that his programmers are still doing pretty dull stuff. But he thinks that will change one day. IT experts say that few Chinese programmers speak conversational English, the language of most IT clients, and that this is a huge roadblock. Rongley says he can solve that problem. There is a full-time English teacher in the office, constantly running conversation practice sessions.
For instance, yeah, maybe I will do it for to create a company.
It seems unlikely that Bloom's staff will soon be offering telephone tech support, but that's okay. Rongley says his company's revenues are doubling every 10 months. He expects that growth rate to continue for a long time. Within a few years, China will likely have the second largest software industry in the world, surpassing India. Another problem in China is the legal environment. Intellectual property theft is common, and then there's the corruption. Rongley says he faced a huge problem in his first year in business. Here's how he tells the story. One of his customers refused to pay his bill. Instead, he called the police and told them Rongley was a U.S. spy. Next thing he knows, the police have sealed the Bloom offices. Rongley snuck in one day and stole the computer that held all of his company's data.
You know, at one point, I grab a server, and there, if you can picture this, is me, fat, bald, white guy running down the street being with two Chinese guys hanging from me and a server in my hand, yelling, "Jiga Shawada, Jiga Shawada." You know, this is mine in Chinese with, you know, 300 Chinese people around standing there looking at this crazy guy running down the street.
Rongley got away that day and managed to stay in business. He says his plan is working. He got there first, and he'll be one of the biggest. He started off broke. And in a few years, he plans to be a billionaire. Adam Davidson, NPR News.